This program on AM 1170, The Answer, is sponsored by Allied Media Group.
Now, live in studio, he's a San Diego native, an Aztec alum, and now lives, works, and plays in America's finest city. He's crushing the real estate market and here to help you with the real, the reliable, and results-based advice. Your host, Carlos Gutierrez.
All right, turn it up, San Diego.
ACDC for you. Welcome to the show. It's Carlos Gutierrez here. The truth, talking San Diego and everything real estate, and I'm feeling very happy. I've got my good friend in studio. I'm going to get straight to it. Shelly Zimmerman, Chief of San Diego Police Department. Welcome, Shelly.
Thanks very much for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Well, I appreciate you coming on in here. It was great seeing you last week. We were together last week at the San Diego Convention Center, the first time that they've had the Friends of the Badge event there for the San Diego Police Foundation.
Correct. Yeah, it was that was just a fantastic event. And, you know, Sarah Napoli, who is our executive officer of the San Diego Police Foundation, just does a fantastic job. And, you know, President David Loesky just does an amazing job. And so many committed community members that care very deeply about our police department and our city. And a lot of money was raised to help with our unbudgeted needs. This budget that's going to take effect on July the 1st, I couldn't be more pleased. Mayor Faulkner just did a fantastic job with the budget and was approved by the city council and just signed, I believe, just about a week ago. And it's going to really help us with a lot of our challenges. But, you know, there's always more work to be done. And a lot of people don't know, but every one of our police canines are purchased through the San Diego Police Foundation. And that all helps making our city safer.
Well, and definitely helps the San Diego PD officers a lot safer as well.
You know, very true. Trauma kits have also been purchased by the San Diego Police Foundation. And, you know, we just had one of our officers, unfortunately, just, you know, a few weeks ago, taking a dangerous, you know, suspect, making a stop. And Heather Seaton was shot. And it was another police officer that had one of those trauma kits with him and was able to immediately, her squad mates, be able to administer first aid immediately, and that absolutely helps save her life.
Yeah, it's a matter of minutes, and having those types of kits definitely help.
And very much so. And again, that that was purchased by the San Diego Police Foundation. And as you and I spoke about on that day, which was just a week ago Wednesday, is the, you know, with our police canines, is that so often you might have a suspect who is not going to surrender to a police officer, but would surrender to a police canine.
Yeah, you take a look at some of those German Shepherds. I know I would, definitely. Don't put me in that situation anyways. You know, my dad being a San Diego police officer for 27 years, I understand and respect the law very much, and I feel very blessed and very safe whenever I see the women and men of blue.
I appreciate that. And, you know, also purchased for the money raised there, and, you know, our crime lab just does an amazing job, and we've had some very sophisticated microscopes and other equipment for our crime lab that has been purchased through the San Diego Police Foundation, and also equipment for our helicopter, ABLE, which stands for Airborne Law Enforcement. Mm-hmm. So again, it's a really a team effort between, you know, our community working together with the police department and so many committed community members that really makes us one of the safest cities in the United States.
Doesn't it? It's got to make you feel good, Shelly. I mean, tell San Diegan, you know, the San Diegans here that are listening in right now on 1170 AM, how good it makes you feel when you're up on stage and you see like hundreds of just community members and citizens coming to support, and the tickets aren't, you know, that cheap, and they come to support you and take time from lunch and get down there, and I mean, that's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, it was amazing, and I was so pleased to see, you know, hundreds. You're right, I think there was 500 or 600 yeah, community members, and I was so glad to see our officers also have the ability to experience that, and just the outpouring of support to make their job easier with the equipment that'll be purchased. And so it was a great day.
That's great. Good. Well, Shelly Zimmerman, you know, she is not from San Diego originally, but definitely San Diego now. You're from Ohio, right?
Cleveland, Ohio, born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio, and graduated from the Ohio State University?
The Ohio State. Now, I remember Shelley and I met, it's been probably about 2-3 years ago, through Challenge Athletes Foundation, and you invited me to come to the Ohio State Buckeye game against, and you guys were playing against Michigan.
We were. I asked you to come and experience, one of the huge rivalries.
And, wow. And I'm a huge Aztec, as you are a second. You are.
I love the Aztecs.
Of course you do, and I appreciate that. I love you too. And and you guys are so far away from home, and watching that and just the camaraderie and the team just going. I mean, you guys were amazing and all the chance. I wish San Diego State had that. You know, that's one of the things I wish.
Well, that's one of the things is, I think there was something like 68,000 students when I went to Ohio State. And quite frankly, it was a football game that changed my life and brought me out to California. When it was in 1980, I came out for the 1980 Rose Bowl when Ohio State played USC. And I'm very sad to say, with about 20 seconds to go in that game, Charles White scored a touchdown and took that national championship away from us. But we are now the undisputed national champions as of last year.
There you go, Ohio State. You got to love them. Well, so 1980, you decided, hey, I think this is the place for me.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what happened. Is that I'd left Cleveland. It was one of the coldest winters, I think, on record. And so after the game, we rented a car and went down to our beautiful zoo. I guess I'm a product of tourism. I always wanted to go to the zoo and looked around, and it was just amazing, and went to the beaches. And I made a decision right then and there that I had shoveled my last driveway.
Wow. Do you have any idea that what you wanted to do from there? I mean, you were going to school and you were going
I was
going
to go to law school. I always thought that I would go to law school, mm-hmm. and ended up joining the police department, and couldn't be happier.
All right, great. And now you do have a degree in, or you graduated from the School of FBI?
Well, I also attended the FBI National Academy.
Okay, yes. National Academy. Yes. And then, so you went there and then you graduated and then?
Well, actually, I'd been on the department for quite some time and then went to the FBI National Academy. It's a leadership academy. Okay. And that was just an amazing experience. About 300 law enforcement leaders from throughout the entire world.
Oh, that's amazing. Good deal. Well, and then in the world, I'm going to jump to it now. Let's talk about a little bit about the community policing. I mean, because you're recognized not only nationally, but globally for the policing. And you've only been on the department, 15 months now?
Well, I've been the chief for about a year and a
half. That's what I mean, the chief,
I've been on the department for more than 32 years.
32 years. That's amazing.
And it's true. We've been a leader in community policing. And, right now we are the largest city in the United States that has 600 body cameras on our police officers. And I know this is the national conversation that's going on right now. And in Mayor Faulkner's budget that will begin on July 1st, there's money in that budget to purchase an additional about 400 body cameras. So by the end of the summer, we'll have all of our uniformed patrol officers wearing body-worn cameras. And it's a win-win for everyone.
Wow. That is amazing. Now, tell us a little bit more about the body cameras, how they take effect when a police officer stops someone, or how they engage and how they work, because they're not recording all the time, right?
Correct. And how it works for us, and, the different departments that have policies, they're different, between department and department. But the way our policy is that the cameras are recording. Well, I should say they're always on, mm-hmm. but they're, let's say, on a 30-second loop, and they're recording over itself. But for our policy is that our officers will start to record when it's an enforcement contact. And an enforcement contact could be if you're pulling somebody over for a traffic violation, or if you're stopping somebody, detaining somebody because you think they might have committed a crime, or you're going to make an arrest. So it's an enforcement contact. The officer will start to record. And once the officer hits the record button, what happens is that it captures those first 30 seconds, because remember, it's recording over itself every 30 seconds, and that's video only. And then after 30 seconds, it continues with video and audio, and it will continue to record until that enforcement contact is over.
Wow. So what's the capacity then that it could record to?
Well, what happens is when we looked at many different cameras that were out there, and the one that we went with is that some of the requirements that we wanted is that it needed to have a battery life of at least 10 hours, because our shifts are 10 hours, so the battery life is about 12 hours. Depending on how much video is recorded, what happens at the end of the day is that the officer then takes the camera off, puts it into a docking station at the officer's station, and all the video then for however many enforcement contacts mm-hmm. they had would be uploaded into an evidence-based system.
Wow.
And
that's
a lot
of technology then.
Yeah, very much so. I will tell you the initial analysis, and we're conducting analysis all the time, but the initial analysis that we did on the cameras is what we did is that we took the first 6 months prior to the first three divisions that were deployed cameras, and then we took the next 6 months after they had deployed cameras. And what we found is that complaints, the total complaints that came in, were reduced by more than 40%.
Wow, 40%.
The allegations that were reduced by almost 60%. And then also use of force was down by more than 30%. So it really is a win-win. I think any time that anyone knows that you're being videotaped, no matter if you're a police officer or a community member, your behavior is likely going to improve. And what we're hearing from our officers, which is very significant, is that it has assisted in so many instances of de-escalating situations. The officer has said, I'm videotaping this,
and
I can see you're starting. Yes, I can see that you're starting to get upset, whatever the situation is. And then they're reminding the community member, hey, I'm just to let you know, I'm videotaping this enforcement contact. And it's really, the officers tell me, has gone a long way to de-escalate the situation. And the general feedback that I hear all the time is that the officers tell me that there's been zero instances where they wish they did not ham a camera. Yeah. And there's been numerous where they were grateful that they did.
Oh, I bet. Well, we're live here right now with Shelley Zimmerman here on 1170 AM. You can catch us on Instagram at Carlos Nonstop. The hotline, if you'd like to call in and got some questions here for Shelley, is 888-344-1170. Or you could text in and we'll call you back at 858-864-8741. It's Carlos Gutierrez. We're going to take a 1 minute break and we'll be right back with Chief Shelley Zimmerman from the San Diego Police Department.
Do you have life insurance or do you want it? I'm your man. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, life insurance specialist. I'm so tired of these radio and TV commercials that tell you how cheap term life insurance can be. But have you read the fine print? The rate normally is only guaranteed for 10 years. Then guess what happens? It can skyrocket. Now I have a new term called no lapse term. No lapse to age 100. No rate increase ever. Same rate till you reach 100. Quit wasting your money on cheap term. If you have a 10, 20, 30 year term, you know that at the end of the term, they're going to jack your premium up so high that you probably will not be able to afford it and you'll have to drop the policy. You're the loser and they're the winner. They don't have to pay a death claim and they got all your money for all that time. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. And ask about the term where you get all your premium back. That's a heck of a product. Pay a little bit more and get a plan that guarantees you a rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Hi, this is Carlos Gutierrez here, professional real estate agent with Coldwell Banker Previews International. Coldwell Banker is probably the most trusted company in the world when it comes to handling the sale or purchase of real estate. Our reach in the internet is the most comprehensive internet marketing initiative ever created for exposing homes to the worldwide buyer pool. So if you're thinking of buying or selling real estate, check us out, coldwellbanker.com. That's coldwellbanker.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
This is AM 1170, The Answer.
All right, welcome back, San Diego. It's Carlos Gutierrez and the Carlos Gutierrez Show here. We are talking everything San Diego Police Department right now. I've got my great friend here, Chief Shelley Zimmerman. Shelley and I were just talking on the break here where they do an inside San Diego Police Department for your community, for our community, and where you guys actually invite the community members.
You know, that's very true. What we've done is that the last two weekends, the last two Saturdays, is that we have the same classes that we give our officers regarding non-bias-based policing, principles of law, use of force, or human factors curriculum. We gave that exact same class to our community, and I will tell you is that it was very, very interesting for our community members to see exactly what we teach our officers. There were some great questions, some great dialogue, and the reason why we did that is that, you know, community trust is a precious yet perishable commodity that must be nurtured and enhanced at every opportunity. And we wanted our community members to see exactly what we're teaching our officers mm-hmm. regarding these topics. You know, it's a national conversation going on. And, yeah. you know, as we spoke about is that everybody, if you're a human being, everybody has bias. But as a police officer, you can never let your bias interfere with our fair and impartial policing philosophy, our mm-hmm. community policing philosophy. And so it was some wonderful, very open, very honest dialogue that took place. And what we're going to do this Saturday, and we still have a few seats left if anybody's interested, this Saturday at 10 o'clock at our San Diego Regional Public Safety Training Institute, it's going to give an opportunity for our community members, and if anybody's listening, we'd love to have you join us, to do the hands-on portion that you can yourself make those split-second decisions if you're going to use force or not use force. And it's very interactive. You'll have an opportunity to shoot a taser. You'll see a demonstration by our police canine. You'll have an opportunity to make a simulated, very controlled traffic stop at the academy. And again, make those split-second decisions that police officers have to do several times every single day.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. And where is that exactly? Is that Miramar College? Is that going to be?
That is Miramar College. Okay. And if anybody's interested, if they could please contact Officer David Malley. And his email is dmalley, M-A-L-E-Y, at pd.sandiego.gov.
We can put that on our website for our listeners as well. That's amazing. You know, and people are so easy to judge and so easy to say, well, they should have done this or they should have done that. For police officers, you know, and police officers have to make split-second decisions in life or death situations.
You know, and I would tell you, every year our communication center gets about 1.2 million calls into our communication center. And I will tell you, you know, we don't get the calls that say, please hurry, our child made honor roll and the celebration's about to begin.
You come know, to our when, party.
Yeah, we don't get those calls. Yeah. I mean, when we get calls, it's you know, someone was injured, we heard screaming, we might have heard a gunshot, someone's breaking into our home. And when we get there, we have an opportunity to make a positive difference in someone's life. And usually it's at their worst possible moment. And, you know, we talk about that the badge that we all of us as police officers proudly wear, it's not just a piece of polished metal. It represents the people of San Diego. Yeah. It's our symbol of mm-hmm. service of self, of honesty, integrity, dedication, personal courage, professionalism, yeah. and the oath that we all took to protect and serve. And we're honored to wear this uniform and this badge.
And we appreciate you very much. And you think about that, San Diegans, you know, that's 1.2 million calls a year then, right?
That's correct. About 1.2. And we have about 1.2 million people that live in the city.
And that's a million calls a month.
Well, it's 1.2 million calls a year.
Calls a year, yeah. Yes. But when you break it down, though, yeah. that's a lot of calls.
A lot of calls every day, yes.
Yeah, so that's... that's a big number. When I start thinking about it, that's a million calls. That's 1.2. Yeah, that's a lot. So it's about 100,000 calls, basically, is what I meant to say.
A lot of calls that we get, yes.
And that's incredible. So that's 200. That's when you start thinking about that, and how many people do you have taking those calls in? And how, I mean.
Well, yeah, thanks for asking that, because our police dispatchers just do an amazing job. And, you know, when they're taking those calls and they're trying to get the information, often from somebody who is very upset, they have a very difficult job in our communication center. And their multitasking is just amazing at what they do. And so what happens is after they get that information, then it is routed to the different divisions. We have 9 different divisions, patrol divisions in our police department, and the officers are then dispatched to those calls. And I'll just take this opportunity now to say that we're hiring. And not only are we hiring police officers, but we're hiring police dispatchers. We're hiring people for civilians, also for our crime lab. We have what we call a police investigative service officer, which is a civilian that works alongside our patrol officers and also our investigators to assist our entire department. It really is a collaborative, cooperative relationship, and everyone supports each other, either if it's sworn officer or a civilian or our volunteers. And we have more than 600 volunteers in our department that last year, listen to this number, last year they donated more than 190,000 hours.
Wow.
At their police department, we say our, but it really is their police department, which allowed then our personnel to go out and do other police-related duties. And they're just fantastic. And we cannot be more pleased with the volunteers that we have. And we're always looking for more volunteers, too.
So tell us about that, because so many people want to try to get back and, you know, they may be retired or not. How do I apply for that?
Well, for any of these positions, if you go to our website, and that's at www.joinsdpdnow.org. It'll take you to our website, and you could click on the different links if you're interested in becoming either a police officer or a civilian or even one of our volunteers. And all the information is on the website. And our volunteers, too, there's many different aspects that you can do. We have our retired senior volunteers, and you might recognize them. They wear the lighter blue uniforms, and they drive around, and their cars are just all white. And they say retire senior volunteers, and they do a lot of the safety checks and at our schools and helping with fingerprinting. But one of the things that they also do, which is so critically important, is what we call YANA checks. And what that stands for is YANA. You are not alone. So YANA checks, and those are basically the shut-ins, those that, you know, might be elderly individuals, and maybe their all their family members have passed away or they don't live here locally. And our volunteers go out and they check on them daily, and they have saved lives by doing that.
I bet. No, that's amazing. Great. YANA, huh?
They just do a great job. And then also, you know, there are eyes and ears out there. They're a force multiplier for us. Mm-hmm. In addition, we also have our VIPs, our volunteers in policing, that work inside. And they do everything from, you know, helping to file to answering calls from the public, giving information out on crime prevention tips. And then we have our crisis interventionists. And these individuals, are just truly amazing. They're volunteers, but they're actually on call. And what that means is, let's say our officers go on a radio call, and at first, you know, it might appear to be something criminal in nature, but it ends up not being, you know, criminal in nature. It was just, you know, a terrible, tragic incident. Let's say, you know, a suicide, a terrible, tragic incident. And our crisis interventionists, they'll come out and they'll assist the family with that situation. They're so compassionate, so very caring. And so if that's something that interests someone out there, again, to give back to the community, we're always looking. And then for our younger citizens that are out there, if we have our cadet program, and that's you have to be at least 16 years of age, but you'll get to learn all about police work, and we'll put you through training, and it gives you an opportunity to see if this is a career that you might want later on. And we have officers on our police department that started as a cadet.
Wow. Well, you know, you got so much going on. And the listeners out there, if you cannot hear the passion that Shelley has, it's so amazing and infectious. And she's a great chief. And I tell you, you know, I had a chance to ride our bikes with Shelley and about 100 other riders down the coast to California. I've been doing it every year, and she did it year before last, before she became chief. And that happened before you. I think you were training already, right, to do the ride?
I was training to do the, you know, what a great thing. It's just, you know, the Challenged Athletes Foundation And you're right. That's how I really got to know you. And you learn a lot about people, I think, when you're riding 640 miles and tackling Big Sur. But, you know, what a wonderful experience. And then to have the opportunity to learn all about the challenged athletes that rode along with us and all of their trials and tribulations and things that they had to overcome. And remember is that we got to with Ricky, we got to summit Big Sur with Ricky. And he was the first one, I understand, that summited on a hand cycle, if I'm not mistaken.
One of them with David Lee as well, many years. And I tell you, Ricky, a great guy. And it's
it's inspiring, but it's motivational, where people like go, how do you have so much energy? What do you, you know, what are you taking? Or I go, hey, it's life. And look what you've got. You look down and you've got your legs, and you look around, you got your arms, and you could see. And I could see that in yours. Yeah, that's how you're leading such a great force of how many San Diego police, or how many police officers, and how many total people working at the PD now?
Right. We have right now we have about 1,860 police officers, and we'll be starting another academy here in August. We hope to put more than 50 police officers into that academy. We have right now about 500 civilian personnel and about 600 volunteers. And again, we're hiring more civilians, more police officers. There's money in the budget. So grateful to Mayor Faulkner. Money in the budget to hire more than 160 police officers this year.
Wow.
And so many of our critical needs for our civilian personnel, as we spoke about, for our communications, our crime lab, our PZOs, property room. Right. They just do a phenomenal job. And like I said, this budget really goes a long way to meet a lot of our challenges, to make sure that San Diego is the safest city in the United States.
Well, that's great. And talking about our other good friend, we're going to get right to him in a minute. We're going to take a commercial break here. We got Shelly here. Will you stay for just a little bit longer?
Sure, absolutely.
Please, it'd be great.
Of course.
It's Shelly Zimmerman here from the San Diego Police Department. Chief, keeping San Diego safe. If you do see our police officers out on the street, make sure you give them a high five, wave to them, say something great, because they're out there supporting San Diego. And I'm going to say that, you know, because I appreciate you. And my dad was San Diego PD going back in the 50s, and I really appreciate it. It's Carlos Gutierrez here on 1170 AM. We'll be right back.
When you were eight and you had bad traits, you go to school.
AM 1170, TheAnswer.com. Hear us anywhere in San Diego and the world. AM 1170, The Answer.
Were Washington's teeth really made out of wood?
Why did Paul Revere say the British are coming when technically everyone at the time was still a British citizen?
Instead of pondering over the puzzling questions of the American Revolution this 4th of July, visit the station events page at AM1170TheAnswer.com for San Diego's best fireworks displays, parades, picnics, and Independence Day festivities. It's America's 239th birthday. Get out there and celebrate like it's 1776.
Hi, this is Carlos Gutierrez, professional real estate agent here with Coldwell Banker Previews International. I wanted to share something with all the listeners out here in San Diego. If you're thinking of fixing your home up, whether you're thinking of maybe putting new flowers out or putting that new turf so you don't have to waste water on your lawn, or you need a plumber, electrician, whatever you need for your home, check me out on my website. It's carlosgsd.com. Again, carlosgsd.com for anything and everything real estate related here in San Diego.
What bothers you most about your old windows? Over the last 15 years, Kathleen and I have listened.
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows to provide great customer service. 15 years later, they've become California's number one window replacement company.
So many of our customers tell us that their old single-pane windows don't keep the street noise out, the neighbor's mower sounds like it's in their living room, and every time the wind blows, it makes a howling sound.
American Vision Windows has the solution, the sound package. It's one of our favorite window upgrades.
And right now, you can get a free upgrade to the sound package, plus free expert installation from American Vision Windows and Solar. Simply call 888-658-4648.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows and Solar.
Enjoy the peace and quiet you deserve with a free upgrade to the sound package. 888-658-4648 or AmericanVisionWindows.com. CSLB number 778-326.
Look no further. We have the answer. AM 1170, The Answer.
And we are getting the answers from Chief of Police, Ms. Shelly Zimmerman. Very, very happy to have you in here. You know, we were just talking a little sports here, and we're talking about your Cavs. What happened there, Coach?
Well, first of all, I've completely forgiven LeBron.
Oh, good.
But leaving in the first place that is what we call the decision. And, you know, as a long, I guess, suffering, you know, Cleveland fan, you know, taking it back to Red Right 88, the name of the play that, you know, kept the Browns from going to the Super Bowl years ago in the early 80s. And, you know, the drive, the fumble against Denver and, you know, with the Indians and, you know, the pitch and the stop. But, you know, but with LeBron, we're happy that he's back. And I will tell you, I couldn't be more proud of the Cleveland Cavaliers. They made it very exciting. You know, that team got hurt. And, You know, when you have, you know, Love goes down and Kyrie goes down,
yeah.
And, you know, Verchev at the beginning of the season, the center, you know, was out for the entire year. I tell you, we're going to be the team to beat next year, Cleveland Cavaliers. So LeBron did everything, I think, including, I think, he might have even sold popcorn on the timeout.
You know, the guy's amazing. I mean, a super athlete. It was pretty crazy. You got David over here almost falling down. And he was doing it all. You can't carry that many guys on your back, really. That's the hardest part. And then play another team.
Yeah, very true. It was very exciting. And, you know, I was getting pictures from friends and family back in Cleveland out here in San Diego when they were playing Golden State that at the Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland, that the even though they're playing in Golden State, the arena was completely sold out. That I guess for $5 you can go in and watch, have the game watch there. And then there were several more thousand people that were actually outside the arena. And you know, people were just, you know, they were in a good mood. And even though, you know, they didn't bring that championship to Cleveland back, I think it's been the 1964 Browns the last time that they won a championship.
Wow.
You know, Gilbert, the owner of the Cavs, you know, he was just on the radio not too long ago in Cleveland saying that he's going to continue to work hard until they bring him that championship. And I know we want one here in San Diego. I'm a, you know, a huge San Diego Aztec fan, yeah. Charger fan, Padre fan. And, you know, the biggest thrill I've had, a lot of people ask me since I've been chief of police, was had the opportunity last year to throw the baseball out, the first pitch at the Padre game. And, yeah, I'm kind of hoping I have another chance.
You know, you did a great job with that when you sent me that video on your practice, and that was awesome. You did great.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, I had to tell you, my older brother was the one that taught me how to throw a baseball. And as all older brothers do, he gave me a little piece of advice, and he said, well, you have to throw from the rubber, and you better not bounce it.
That's
so,
right.
I was very, you know, first thing I did is that I called him. I said, hey, you know, I said, I threw from the rubber, and I didn't bounce it, and I threw a strike. So it was a great, great evening.
You know, she's as passionate about sports as she is about police chief here in San Diego, and it's amazing. It's so great to see in the smile, and I just love it. So, you know, talking about sports here, San Diego Police Department has a tri-team. You were just telling me about that, right?
Well, you know, thanks for bringing that up. There's going to be about 10 of us, including myself. We're going to do the Father Joe Villages. A lot of the proceeds go to help Father Joe Villages, and it's the CAS International Triathlon on Sunday.
Huge
looking
triathlon.
Forward to that. And so I'll be, a lot of the officers are doing it by themselves. So I'm going to be part of a relay team. Mm-hmm. I'll do the bicycle portion of it. And really looking forward to doing that on Sunday.
So that's a very well-known triathlon here in San Diego, the International Tri, San Diego International Tri. Sells out every year. They got a pro division. I mean, these guys are amazing. It's down there at Spanish Landing. Goes around out to Point Loma Cabrillo, up to the top, and then back for the bike, and then the run down into Seaport Village.
That's exactly the course, and we've done this for a few years now, and we like to go out and support all these events, and you know, a lot of, again, the proceeds go to help those that need a little extra help in our community, and that's what it's all about, giving back. So we'll be out there, you know, wearing our SDPD triathlon gear out there on that race course on Sunday.
Yeah, it's tough, you know, and we didn't get a chance to talk about this, but now we're talking about what you guys do and what Father Joe does and with our homeless in San Diego. So we're seeing it's getting pushed a little bit more east, a little bit more south. I mean, it's still, you got high rises going all around down there and under the bridge.
You know, it's, you know, I had the opportunity, I'm very fortunate as chief of police to go throughout our entire city. And I get two complaints that no matter where I speak, no matter what community, I had the opportunity to talk with our community members, our two issues always come up. And one of those is homelessness. And the other one is traffic issues.
Yeah.
And we're working very closely with the Downtown Partnership and so many other community partners. We have our HOT team, which stands for our Homeless Outreach Team. They, you know, working with so many community members that are out there to find housing for these individuals. And there's a lot of community groups that are out there that are assisting with this. And so we're working very hard on that. And we just ran the stats the other day. One of the things that we're noticing, though, is that, you know, our mental health calls are up dramatically. They're up more than 25% from last year, this time last year. And since 2008, our mental health calls are up more than 100%. And so there's a lot of challenges, a lot of issues that are going on out there. And that's why we have what we call our PERT officers. And that stands for Psychological Emergency Response Team. And it's a police officer with a a clinician that actually is riding in the same police car as the police officer, and they have the additional training to offer more resources to the individuals that are out there. And so we ask anyone if you see something, you know something, you hear something, to please give us a call so we can be proactive in trying to get individuals the help that they need, because our mental health calls, our suicide calls are up very dramatically.
Yeah, that's tough, and it's hard to see those types of things happening around people that aren't normally around that type of stuff, and to see those things happening more and more now, it is true.
It's very sad. And often when we do speak with friends or family members, they beat themselves up quite a bit, saying, I should have been proactive. I should have made that call. And so you can't call us enough. We're here to serve. We want our community members to call us. We're going to do everything that we can to resolve that situation.
All right. And you come online right now. It's Carlos Gutierrez here with Chief Shelley Zimmerman here from San Diego Police Department. And we're talking right now about what's going on in San Diego and the mental health. And that's one of the things that I definitely have learned through the last couple of years of some of the situations I've been involved. I should have definitely called the police. I should have told them that there was a threat, that someone said that they were going to do this. And, next thing you know, what happens, and you didn't make that first initial call, then that person gets away with it in a way. It's tough. And SDPD can only do what they can do, and that's that community policing.
It's true. It's all of us have to work together, collaborative, cooperative relationship. We're very fortunate here in Southern California, in quite frankly, just San Diego County, that we all work very closely with our state, local, federal law enforcement agencies. And the sharing of information is so critically important. And, as we talk about, the mental health issues, but, if we even want to talk about as far as crime issues, is to be the safest city, is that, those that are out there that prey upon our citizens, they don't necessarily care where their next victim comes from. They're just looking for their next victim. Mm-hmm. So we have to care as a community. All of us have to care. There's 340 square miles in the city, 123 different neighborhoods. So all of us have to care about each other because, it's a force multiplier. If you talk about our police department, and by having, the community working with us, there's many different ways to do that. We have, for those that are want to follow us on our Twitter page, and that's at San Diego PD. You can even follow me at Chief Zimmerman. You can follow us on Facebook. And also, a couple years ago, we started using Nextdoor.com.
Yes.
And we took that from about 2,000 households to now it's up over 60,000 households. I know the mayor just did a press conference and that the city of San Diego is part of Nextdoor right now. And it's so very critically important because as incidents happen, we can communicate with our community to put out information. Notice these last few days have been very warm. We've had fires in the past, and we're always on the lookout for that. And we work very closely with our fire department, who just does a fantastic job, and our lifeguards that just do a great job. And so it really is a team effort. But we want the community to be as involved as they possibly can with all of us in public safety, but also with each other. And so if you're not a member of Nextdoor, something to consider, and you could go to that website. It's www.nextdoor.com.
And that's a great one. I'm a part of the one in Mission Beach where I live, and I tell you, you get those emails every day, and they're talking about the bikes being stolen or someone's like lurking around outside this street, and it's a great one. And if you're not on that, I definitely highly recommend our listeners to get onto that site and check it out and see the things they're talking about.
Yeah, and it's also a community member talking with community member. And what I mean by that is that there's been cases where someone had, I guess I would say it's basically a virtual neighborhood watch where, a lot of people are very busy now and they can't necessarily go to the neighborhood watch meetings. And this is something that you can get on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can get alerts. You can opt in for as much information as you want or as little information as you want. And it's a neighbor talking to neighbor, and it could be as something as, does anybody know a reputable babysitter? Mm-hmm. Neighbor talking to neighbor. Or, sending a message to a neighbor saying, hey, I just noticed that there's a blue car in your driveway. Should there be a car there? And in some instances, you know, we've had, you know, have been able to prevent burglaries because neighbors have been very vigilant and looking out for each other. And that's what it's all about. These are all about preventative means in order to make sure that we're a safe city. Another one I want to touch on is our Star Pal program.
Yeah, tell us about that and the kids.
It's just a great program. And, you know, Star Pal stands for Sports Training, Academics, Recreation, Police Athletic League. And basically what this is that it brings youth and law enforcement together today to build safer communities tomorrow. Just last week, we graduated the first class from what we call our Making Changes Leadership Program. Oh. And there was 15 students in this class, and they'd been with the program for at least 2 years. Most of them have been with the program for 4 years. The interesting thing about this and how we know it's successful and that it works is that many of those students, those graduates, they were the first one to not only graduate high school, but they're the first one to go to college, and all 15 of them are going to college that graduated.
Wow.
And most of them are going on a full scholarship.
Wow.
And so they were, you know, that was just great last week to attend that graduation and to hear their stories, how that, you know, their families, they have made their families proud, but you know, they made us all proud because we are one community.
That's amazing. Well, I love it. You know, and we feel so blessed in San Diego when you're talking about that, you know, that you work with the fire department and work with the lifeguards and, you know, the PD working with everybody, of how blessed we are here and how big San Diego is, and then how really small it is, and how that we're so much more laid back, a little bit more relaxed than all the other cities around the country when you think about it.
You know, we're very fortunate here is that, you know, what we say a lot is that, you know, we check our egos at the door, mm-hmm. and we don't, it's not about who gets the credit for catching the bad guy. We just want the bad guy caught to make our community safer. And so that's where we talk about sharing of information, which is so critically important. But, you know, our community plays a huge role in that because, you know, they know their neighborhoods very well also, but
exactly.
In many cases, you know, better than others, you know,
yes.
better than us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they know, you know, if they see something that appears to be out of place, you know, if we always say, if you see something, if you hear something, or if you know something, please say something.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said before, you can't call us enough. We're all in this together. And if you have information about some crime and you want to remain anonymous, you can do that too. And we have the San Diego County Crime Stoppers that you could remain anonymous. And that website is www.sdcrimestoppers.org. Or you can call toll free at 888-580-8477.
Well, great. Well, that's Shelley Zimmerman here. One more break. Will you stay with us just for a little bit longer? I know we're going to cut into your dinner. You've been up since 2. I know that. I'm just going to ask you for one more break. I've
of
got
course.
A couple more great questions for you. It's Carlos Gutierrez here on The Truth here on 1170 AM. And we've got my great friend, Chief of Police, Chief Shelley Zimmerman. It's Carlos Gutierrez here. You can catch us at carlosgsd.com. And we'll be back in 1 minute.
San Diego's home for intelligent, conservative talk. AM 1170, The Answer.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was in college, and I used my credit cards as a source of income, and I got into a lot of debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The customer service at Trinity is excellent. They take all of your bills and put them all together. It's one single easy payment.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Hi, this is Carlos Gutierrez with Coldwell Banker Previews International here in San Diego. And I wanted to share that Coldwell Banker Previews International is the most trusted company in the world when it comes to handling the sale or purchase of real estate. The reach here at Coldwell Banker Previews International on the internet is the most comprehensive internet marketing initiative ever created for exposing homes to the worldwide buyer and also sellers. So if you're thinking of buying or selling real estate anywhere, check us out, coldwellbanker.com.
Right now at CrazyPriceMall.com, Rapid Dry Carpet Cleaning will clean 3 rooms and a hall for just $59. There's no limit on the room sizes, and the $59 even includes the trip charge. Rapid Dry cleans green and fast, usually dry in 30 minutes. For this crazy good carpet cleaning deal, go to CrazyPriceMall.com. There's only a few available, so act fast. 3 rooms, any size, and a hall from Rapid Dry Carpet Cleaning for only $59. Right now at CrazyPriceMall.com.
Hi, Dennis Prager here, and this year, be part of something bigger than yourself and stand with Israel. Spend 9 days this fall in the Holy Land with me and Genesis Tours. We'll enjoy safe, first-class accommodations and a world-class experience of a lifetime. Experience the places that have been the center of history for centuries and will continue to be the epicenter for the future politically, religiously, and socially.
For full trip information, go online to am1170theanswer.com, keyword Israel. That's am1170theanswer.com, keyword Israel.
AM 1170 The Answer and AM 1170theanswer.com.
San Diego, welcome back. We do have our chief of police, Shelley Zimmerman. God, you know, she always brings a smile on my face when everybody's talking about you, Shelley. And we were talking about you over Father's Day, you know, with my dad and family. And again, just how proud we are of what you're doing. And, you know, one of the things I want to talk about is Kevin Faulkner and you. You guys were friends before. We guys were training for the Challenge Athletes Foundation, just the ride and, you know, working out together and coming to bring San Diego. And I've been around all my life. And I'm telling you, I've seen more cohesiveness working together than I've ever seen in San Diego before.
You know, he's a great mayor, and you know, we're very fortunate to have him here in San Diego. And it's true, we were all training for the ride, as
yeah,
you know,
Challenge Athletes.
And Ben, you know, fortunately for us, he ran for mayor, and he's the mayor, so yeah. That's great.
Well, he got put into that. I remember that whole thing, and you know, we were trying to get the other guy out. I won't say the name, but yeah, it was one of those things. But it was one of those things that I love to see, just kind of. Just the groundswell of all the positivity that's going on. So, you know, one of the things is here that we're talking about, you have so much going on, and I'd love to see your own Chief Shelley Zimmerman YouTube station. I'm telling you, I'm going to bring that up because you have so much going on, and I don't think all the listeners know how much that you have going on with San Diego PD and the San Diego police officers
well,
are involved
like
with.
Like I said, our officers, our civilians, our volunteers, they do a great job every single day, and, you know, it's an honor to wear this uniform and this badge and to go out there and to you know, make a positive difference. And that's what we all trying to do every single day, is to go out there and make things better for our community, and we're honored to do it.
Well, and one of the things that, you know, in regards to your position, you have 1,900 officers.
Correct.
And you cover over 340 square miles.
That's about 340 square miles, 1.2 million people. We have 9 different patrol divisions, you know, which our Southern Division is right there at the
border.
At the world's, you know, I think it's the busiest international
border.
It's
the largest border crossing in the world,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, it's about 50,000 cars a day, something like 25,000 pedestrians. And we go all the way up to San Pasqual for the Wild Animal Park. You know, as far as I'm concerned, the world's most beautiful beaches in the world, you know, miles of just great coastline. We're looking forward to the 4th of July holiday.
Yeah.
We'll, you know, we're going to have many millions of people enjoying our beautiful beaches and bays over the 4th of July weekend coming up. So if I can just say, if you're going to go out there and if you're going to drink, please don't drive. We will be on maximum enforcement looking for drunk drivers, because we want people to come out and have a great time.
Yes.
You know, the mayor just did a press conference. I was able to attend with council member Emerald and Kersey, and also from Vision Zero, all about pedestrian, bicycle and safety and you know, vehicles, and looking out for each other and making sure that, you know, the goal is to have zero traffic deaths.
All right. Well, you know, and one of the things is here that pack your patience. What was your term there?
Yes, you know, so say if you're going to, you know, when 4th of July holiday, you're going to pack your sunscreen. You're going to pack something to eat. And I'm asking you to pack your patience, because those, you know, those parking lots are going to fill up rather quickly. And so you might want to consider some alternate transportation, and a bicycle is a great way to do it.
You know,
skateboard, and
it's a truth. You know, and Uber is a big one, because you can put your bikes in Uber. You know, and Edwin knows that one, definitely our driver and Uber driver as well. You know, you just put those things in the car and get dropped off and ride your bikes. That's one of the best modes of transportation if you do go to the beach and you don't want to be stuck in traffic forever.
And we want people to go to the beach.
We want
people to come out, have a great time. The crowds are going to continue to they'll start big, and they're going to get bigger as we get closer to 9 o'clock for the fireworks. And we're looking forward to the Big Bay Boom every year, and and so many of the other locations, SeaWorld and others, that have fireworks displays. And it's a fantastic day. A lot of parades. You know, they've got races that go on there. And it's just going to be a wonderful day. Everybody come out. Have a great time. But again, pack your patience, because like happens every year is that we don't want anybody getting upset fighting over a parking spot.
Yeah, that's the truth. Definitely. Now, we've got a few more minutes here. Some of the bigger accomplishments, I think, other than being the chief, is, you know, you're playing security for the Super Bowl here in San Diego.
I did do that. I was involved in all the Super Bowls in one way or the other that we've had here in San Diego. That was great.
And for the National Republican Convention as well?
I was also involved in that. Yeah, security planning for that.
You got a lot going on now. Okay, so you have 340 square miles. You have 9 divisions. Which one's probably the most diverse?
I don't even have to think twice. It's our mid-city division. We have a saying, it's policing the world in the middle of the city. There are more than 52 languages, actually more than that, in that one division alone. So about more than 52 languages are spoken in that one division, a very diverse division. And I had the opportunity to work that division in my career. And, all the divisions are fantastic. But Mid-City Division would be, I believe, the most diverse division.
Well, and that community policing is a big one down there then, right?
You know, we have our Multicultural Community Relations Office, which is right down there. And it's, that's all basically, it's been so many of our immigrants that have come over and refugees that have come over, and a lot of them have gone to our Multicultural Community Relations Office. And it's known as, quite frankly, the beacon of hope and opportunity for so many our community, because of all the different languages that our community police officers right there are speaking. Again, it's a way for us to reach out to all of our communities, especially, in that division that, many different cultures that may not understand, a cultural barrier, not just a language barrier. So it's extremely important to have that Multicultural Community Relations Office and be able to reach out to all the different communities.
That's amazing when you think about it. And a lot of those people are brand new to San Diego or brand new to America. They get imported here.
Yeah, and that's what's so important is that, they're not necessarily sure of what to expect here if they need help or where to go just for basic services. So at that Multicultural Community Relations Office, so critically important, because we have the resources and the contacts with so many other community partners that are out there to get them the assistance that they need.
That's great. Yeah, I think her own TV station, she'd be able to hit something on every single subject that you have. I think it's amazing. Do you have anything like that? Do you do any YouTube on that type of department, or Star Pal, or
we do. If again with the Facebook, Star Pal has its own page,
Facebook
has
page
its Twitter account, and so we're really embracing the social media more and more. We ask people to follow us, and from time to time, what we do is that we do virtual ride-alongs. And so for those that are following on our Twitter account, is that for a period of time, we will tweet out the calls that we are going to. And I know people will find that extremely interesting because, as I say, with 1.2 million calls a year, we could be juggling 300 to 400 calls at one time, or calls are coming in, one time. And I think that's quite eye-opening for our community to see.
That's awesome. And, here's another thing, community cleanup. You've supported our community cleanup.
Very important.
That we started down there in the southeast San Diego. I call it South Golden Hill, Grant Hill area.
Doing a great job.
And thank you. And you send the police by. We're going to have the graffiti strike team. Thank you to David Alvarez and Martha Zapata for donating the dumpsters for that. And then we buy the trash bags, and then we buy the gloves, and we invite my landscaper. Luckily, I have a friend like that has the rakes and the shovels and stuff. It's just keeping those communities clean and really the fabric of the community come together.
That's the pride of the community, and everyone. It's true. It's a great collaborative relationship that you're doing down there, and I know it's gaining momentum more and more. I know we do a lot of community walks, and we'll go out and walk with our community members, and that's why we want our police officers out of our cars. We want them walking in the neighborhood, saying hello to our community members on our bicycles, because you see so much more when you're out of that police car.
It's so true. You're just not driving by.
Exactly.
And you get to talk to the people, and they get to see you, and you're like a regular person.
That's exactly correct. Is that, you know, and that's what we want, you know, our community to see, is that to, you know, see us and, you know, you become friends. And the next thing you know, you're getting, you know, you're working together to solve issues. And that's what it's about. Nobody can do it by themselves. You need to have the community support. We need the community. The community needs us. And that's what we all ask, is that all of us just work together.
Well, and that's one of the things that I commend you on with the community policing and getting more of the neighbors and more of the community involved. And now, and tell me a little bit more on the coaching that you do with the police officers. I mean, just telling the listeners here, like, you know, I know your mantra, but how do you share that with them where it's working on a global level? I mean, where people are recognizing you, Shelley, and your police department on a global level of your community policing.
Well, you know, the San Diego Police Department, for years, we've been known as a leader in community policing. And, you know, and we're getting back to that now, is that in so many different aspects is, again, when we talk about, you know, building up that community trust, and there's not one way to do it. There are many ways to do it. We like to view all of our police officers. So you take, you know, close to 1,900 police officers, that every one of them is a community relations officer. Mm-hmm. And wherever they're located at that moment serves as that community relations storefront. And yeah. Every opportunity to, again, have a contact with a community member that is positive in nature. And one of the things that we're doing is that, because again, you know, the calls that we get are not, you know, people are calling us because they need help.
Exactly.
And so what we're asking our officers to do is that, you know, to get out of their cars and to say hello to people when it's not an enforcement contact.
Exactly.
If they, you know, to take some time out of their day to get out and to say hello to the children, to say hello to the elderly, to say hello to just, you know, anyone that's out there in the community that wouldn't necessarily have a contact with a police officer. And I know it's working because, I have the opportunity to go to so many community events, and I'm hearing now just about every single night from community members that are making a point
awesome.
To come up to me to say, hey, I just had this greatest thing happen. I had one of your police officers come up and get out of their car and start to talk to me about my lawn or whatever it happened to be. And it was just a great conversation. And so that's what it's all about. It's just, you know, bridging that gap and having those lines of communication and dialogue.
Oh, I'm so happy, and that's great. You know, I want to thank you so much for taking the time, Shelley, from a friend and from a community member. Give us your Twitter handle again, so if anybody wants to catch you on Twitter.
Well, first of all, the San Diego Police Department Twitter is at San Diego PD, and then if they want to follow me, it's at Chief Zimmerman.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, it's Shelley Zimmerman, San Diego Chief of Police here in San Diego. This is Carlos Gutierrez. We thank you so much for listening. And Shelley, keep doing amazing work.
Thanks. We got to get out on bicycles again.
Yeah, I'm down with that, definitely. And good luck this weekend with the San Diego Police Department on the Tri-Team.
Thank you.
Racing for Father Joe Carroll.
Father Joe Villages from the, you know, Casa Venzi International Triathlon. Mm-hmm. And a portion of all the proceeds go to Father Joe Villages. So it's a great cause.
That's awesome. Well, hey, big thumbs up to you. Go SD. PD, go Shelley Zimmerman. Thank you, San Diego. We will see you next Tuesday here, 7 to 8 o'clock. It's Carlos Gutierrez and the Carlos Gutierrez Show. See you, San Diego.
This program on AM 1170, The Answer, is sponsored by Allied Media Group.